It's news time, 9:20.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Barry Bagnato. At least one of the two devices that exploded at the Boston Marathon was packed in a metal pressure cooker, CBS News investigative producer Pat Milton now reports. Both were made of low-grade explosives with nails, BBs, and ball bearings added. Doctors have described shrapnel wounds at the scene this nurse treated.
Really awful injuries that we weren't prepared for at a marathon. You're looking for certain kinds of injuries. You're not expecting to see a bomb explode.
Correspondent Bob Orr.
Right now, they have to consider the whole gamut of possible suspects, from international terrorists to lone wolves. Investigators are asking the public to help by turning in things like pictures and videos taken near the finish line, hoping that that video and those pictures will help lead to whoever placed those bombs.
President Obama said a short time ago,
this was a heinous and cowardly act. And given what we now know about what took place, the FBI is investigating it as an act of terrorism.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Barry Bagnato.
As we heard in the update, the FBI and local law enforcement have plenty of video and stills to look at. And for a look at how they'll analyze that evidence, we're joined live on the KCBS Newsline by David Notowitz, the founder of the Los Angeles-based National Center for Audio and Video Forensics. Mr. Notowitz, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Good morning.
Especially considering, not only is that area of Boston saturated with regular security cameras, but because this was a marathon and there were so many people there taking home videos, taking stills, is there a chance that they're going to be swamped with just an incredible amount of stuff that's going to take a long time to review?
Well, they do want to be swamped. They want to be swamped because every little piece of evidence needs to be looked at. It could be someone's handheld surveillance, video, not surveillance, but just a smartphone video that would help them solve this. But it also could be, from a surveillance camera that's just set up in someone's hardware store.
So how does all this stuff get sucked into a system and analyzed? We see so many TV shows and movies which give us the impression that somebody can press a button and in seconds this is all assembled and parsed. What really happens?
Yeah, it's a lot more difficult than that. I wish it was so easy, but it requires just a lot of man hours, a lot of manpower going door to door to businesses, door to door to homes, and capturing that footage as soon as possible. The big story really, in my opinion, is that all this footage will be automatically erased from people's businesses within a week sometimes. This stuff just gets erased automatically and reused, these hard drives. So they need to go right now to every door they can think of and try to capture this footage and copy it in the highest resolution they can. And a lot of these businesses are small businesses that have older systems, but that might be the footage that would solve the crime. And lastly, I want to say, just in this, to answer your question, that it could be that the answer is out there. Most likely it is captured in video somewhere, and we just don't know where to look and which person or group of people did this.
Is there any sort of software that can help officials comb through this more quickly?
Well, what you have to do, I'm not going to name a specific piece of software, but what happens is you want to sync all this material together as best you can based on time. Sometimes that's the best way to do it. And then you can see, you can compare, and you can watch all the screens at once. But with so much footage, you really need to have an individual person look through one piece of video carefully at a time, trying to figure it out. The automation process out there so far, which would recognize, by a computer, a suspicious activity, it's just not there yet to do the job right, as well as the human brain. And you just need a lot of people, like I said, looking through that carefully and looking for suspicious activity.
Since we know the where of it, exactly where both devices went off, we have a pretty good idea now, based on what we're learning from CBS News' sources, of what went off. In other words, it was in dark-colored nylon. Should that help narrow things down a bit?
Well, yes, you have to start with that spot. That's the central spot right now. From that, you build out. You say, what was it made of? Where did the supplies come from? Let's check out the hardware stores and see what's recorded there, both mom-and-pop hardware stores and the bigger hardware chains that are networked with their surveillance. So all that together, you start with the central location of the bombing and look at that material most closely, because it had to be planted. We know that. So at some point, the stuff had to be put there. And then we backtrack from that. What direction did the people come from? Let's see, which direction down the street? And then you follow those surveillance cameras down the street, and you have to match all that together.
Mr. Nadewitz, thanks for joining us this morning. David Nadewitz, founder of the Los Angeles-based National Center for Audio and Video Forensics, as the FBI and Boston officials are asking folks for the video or any pictures they may have taken the day of the marathon.
925 at KCBS Next Network, update at 9:31, just 6 minutes from now. Right now, the Money Watch Report with Jason Brooks.